Father, because there's none like you, our Lord and our God. I ask, O Lord God, that as we move into the period of exhortation through your word, Lord, move in a powerful way. Lord, do something new. Lord, let us have new testimonies. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Actually, this morning, as I'm standing here now, I am excited in the spirit, and I just feel that even if I don't preach again this morning, my message has been preached. And I just feel like making declarations and blessing us. God has so much confirmed to me this morning that he wants to encourage some people. You know why? The title of my message this morning is Why You Shouldn't Worry. When I finished this message and I was just putting finished touches yesterday, I got a call from someone who also happened to be a minister. And he was telling me things and I was going through, and I started encouraging from part of this message. And me after the was finished talking, he said, look, I'm already encouraged. I came for the minister's meeting yesterday, and we didn't plan it. I just asked Sister Abigail to lead the minister meeting. And the thing the shepherd leading us was just in line with the message. I came to the church this morning and brought the capital, led the workers' prayer meeting. And it was in that line. And you could see the prayer administration in that line. And you could see the drama administration. And everything just in line. As if we sat down together, as if they know. Please, if you don't have any other evidence, this is not evidence for you to know that God is bringing you a word this morning. Why you shouldn't worry. Why you shouldn't worry. It's very clear to me that God has seen that some of us, we are getting agitated, we are getting uncomfortable, and perhaps we are having some thoughts. Let me take my text this morning from Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Okay, let me read from. Okay. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? If we, as human beings, as responsible parents, fathers and mother, we plan good things for our children, why should we think that God himself will be responsible? Why do we think that God himself will be clueless about our lives? I want you to know one thing, that God is always for us, and God is always with us. He cares so much. He loves us. And he plans for every aspect of our lives. Whatever we are going through today, whatever is our situation and circumstances, I want you to be rest assured that you are a child of purpose. Tell somebody, I'm a child of purpose. You are a child of purpose. God plans for you. I want to ask you one question this morning. Are you bothered about certain uncertainties in your life? Because somebody said, yeah, if I'm a child of purpose, why am I going through this period of confusion and uncertainties? I want to tell you something. God does not change. Whatever the uncertainties you are going through, whatever the situation you are passing through, whatever delay you seem to be experiencing, be rest assured that God does not change. He does not move the goalpost. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 3 verse 8, he said, Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Is that in your Bible? Said Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. What does that mean? That if you can find in your Bible the promises he made, the wonderful way he worked before, he is still ready to do it today, and he will still do it tomorrow. And therefore, whatever you are going through, just know that it is for a short time. But somebody will ask me, if that is true, why is it that these promises have not come to pass? Why is it that I'm still where I am? You know, when you go through certain situation, you think of things, you say things that might even not be right. Look at, if you look at that drama, you see that guy, and it obviously saw it, so. You begin to think wrongly, you begin to say wrong things. But let me tell you something, and I think I've mentioned it before. Father Abraham was in that junction before. There was a time, even though we call him the father of faith, he said that, what will you give me seeing that I go childless? Is that in your Bible? Said, this one born in my house shall be my heir. Is that the word of God? Is that the promise of God? Sometimes the enemy wants to infuse our mind with negative thoughts. Want to guide us to embark on the right, wrong course of action. To say things that are not in tandem with the counsel of God, so that it can tie us with the words of our mouth. Remember Elijah? He said, I am not better than my fathers. Who was the father of Elijah? Can somebody tell me? What's the name of father? If you know the name of the father of Elijah, lift your hand. That is true. Nobody knows the name or the father. It's not recorded in the Bible. Is it recorded? That of Elisha was recorded. The father of Elisha, go to the book of 2 Kings chapter 19. Father of Elisha was, okay, it was Shaphat. He was a wealthy landowner. He was a disciple of Elijah. He was a noble person. We knew the father of Elisha. But who is the father of Elijah? His father was so colorless that nobody could remember him in the Bible. Yet, a man that was known all over Israel said, I am not better than my fathers. Remember some days ago, I told you about the story of Rachel, how beautiful she was. You know, I told you that two people I'm actually looking for to see in heaven, I want to see Joseph very handsome man, because the Bible says he's handsome. And I'm looking forward to seeing Rachel, because the Bible says he was beautiful. Esther, the Bible tells us that he was beautiful. Is that written about Esther? It's the grace of God. I'm sure she must be beautiful, but it was not expressly stated. But the Bible says Rachel was celebrated. A man labored for 40 years to have her. Some of you, a man needs to give a bottle of Coke. Ordinary text message is not for a man to have some of you. Ordinary text message. But a man labored for 40 years to have her. She was celebrated. She was beautiful. But Adele said, look, give me children or I die. Wanted to commit suicide. That is what situation can push one to. Many Christians are like that. You are a child of God. You have things you can talk about, but the enemy is trying to push you into a situation that makes you to begin to feel that is it really worth it? What are we really talking about? But this morning, I believe from what has happened, and for Lord, the Lord has told me, the Lord wants to encourage some people. The Lord wants to lift some people. The Lord wants to bring succor to some people. And you will be one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at, because of my time, look at something quickly. Psalm 18 verse 2. Said the Lord, maybe I quickly read from here. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 2. Said the Lord is my rock. Psalm 18 verse 2. Psalm 18 verse 2. Said the Lord is my rock. What is a rock? When we are talking about stability, solidity. This is the word of God. He said, the Lord is my rock. That I wonder what Psalmist was passing through when he was writing this. He must have been experiencing some situation that wanted to make him to be unstable, that wanted to move him and shift him, that wanted to divert him and shift his focus, that wanted to derail him and make him go astray. But he said, no, the Lord is my rock. This morning, hold on to your rock. Situation may want to bring instability, may want to destabilize you, may want to shake you, may want to move you. But the Bible says, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. What is fortress? When you are facing threats, when you are facing strong opposition, when you are facing security, you run into a fortress. A fortress is a place that protects you against threats. Are you being threatened? You've written so many goals, none has come to pass. Your destiny is under threat. Your career is under threat. Your joy is under threat. There is a fortress. Tell the devil, the Lord is my fortress. And he say, I'm my deliverer. What does he mean? A way maker. A way out. When you are delivered, you are giving a way out. I was trying to imagine in my mind what must be going through the mind of the psalmist. That situation must be shaking him. He must be under serious stress. He must be under kind of a cubrancy that he needed deliverance. Say, the Lord is my deliverer. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Oh yes, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Oh yes, that is who you say you are. My deliverer, a way maker, my buckler. And the Lord, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. My dear brother, my dear sister, I want to make some proclamations. I want to bless you. I believe God this morning wants to encourage some people. And from the string of events, I will not even want to speak too much. I just want to declare, I see that God has already prepared the ground. God is ready to do something. And so before I do that this morning, I just want us to look at one more scripture and we are going to pray. I want to open with me the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 1 to 2. I'm not actually following my sermon note this morning because the way I've been here, I'm not following my message. I'm just picking a few things and then I will just pray. Luke chapter 24, verse 1 to 2. Quickly. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. Verse 2. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Who rolled away the stone? Who put the stone there? Was it God? Was it God that put the stone there? Was it angel? The enemy put the stone. The adversary put the stone. Those who are opposing to the counsel of God put the stone. They put a limit. They put a bar. They put a chain. They put a cap. They put an obstacle. They put an entrance. I don't know which stone needs to be removed from your life today. What is the stone that the enemy has rolled on your way in your life? In any department of your life. But there was a power that rolled away the stone. Men did that. But God decided to override it. This morning, everything that the enemy has put as barrier in your life, that has made you to be marking time, that has kept you on the same spot, the power that rolled away the stone, we take it away out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said Jesus the same yesterday and today and forevermore. That means that power has not changed. Let me tell you, man can change. Dispensation can change. Situation and circumstances can change, but God does not change. There is a God that rolled away the stone. That God is the God you are serving and I'm serving. And that God is the one we have come to worship this morning. That God is the one that asked me to tell you, you should not worry. And that is why you shouldn't worry. That God has arranged a series of ministers this morning to let you know that he is still there for you. There is a power that rolled away the stone. You can listen to the testimony that people have been giving. No, the reason I asked my brother to come and join my sister when he was giving testimony, because you can see that even from testimony, it's deeper than that. A stone was rolled away. There was a stone that was rolled away. Do you think it was easy to be on the same spot for 5 or 6 or 7 years? Do you think it was like walking in the park? I don't know what in your life this morning must be removed. If that stone was not taken away, there would not be a breakthrough. But man did not roll away the stone. For man put things in place to ensure the stone was not taken, but God rose in his power and took it away. That same God is going to rise on your behalf this morning. That same God is going to walk in his prayer for you in the light this morning. My dear brother, my dear sister, we are winding up the first month, the second half, and today is our Thanksgiving Sunday. Every stone that the enemy has ruined your life, that is limiting your thanksgiving, that is limiting your praises, that's living your celebration. The power that rolled away the stone from the sepulcher, we roll it away out of your life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. The word of the Lord said, the Lord is our rock. He brings stability. Everything that the enemy is using to destabilize your life, everything that the enemy is trying to use to shake you, the rock of ages, we take it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Says, it's our fortress. Every threat, every uncertainty, every vulnerability that the enemy has orchestrated against your life, the Lord will arise from his fortress and take them away in the mighty name of Jesus. You should not worry. That is why you shouldn't worry. Because God is arising on your behalf. Maybe the choir or should come and take this. You don't have to worry. And don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning. Troubles, they don't last. You stand on your feet as we take that song and we are going to pray.
Your heart is broken. Just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stay.
To worry, and don't you
declare every stone that the enemy has used to obstruct your way, every stone that the devil has put as an obstruction to your progress, every stone, physical or spiritual, that the enemy has used to put a cap on your life, upon your life, begin to ask that the power that roll away the stone from the sepulcher be rise on your behalf now and take the stone away in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever stone needs to be removed out of your life, whatever obstacle needs to be taken out of your way, whatever barrier has to be taken out of your way, begin to pray now that the power that raise, remove the stone from the sepulcher, we arise on your behalf and take it out of the way now in the mighty name of Jesus. Mansa talaba, manse telibaba, yatiliba kaskandalaba, reseke pushka, raanda kasipa, raanda kasapapa, raida kaskepo, rokoske poshadaba, raanda kuskepo, minsa talaba, mansi tekeke shiba, raida saibala, reendo sipapa, riida kashibaba. Raanda kuskepo, resika pashindeliba, raanda kukaka, ragasi papa, randa kasipo, rogogogo simpolika, bakashiba baka, brakaka sambaliga, raanda kuskepo shandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. I tell you, I just feel like blessing people this morning. But before I do that, I want to say this. There was a man in the Bible who cried, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." Did you read that in your Bible? Ask God now, in any way you are beginning to doubt him, in any way you are beginning to query and question him, in every way you are beginning to disbelieve him, say, "This man, Lord, forgive me, I believe you. You are going to bring a turnaround. Help my own belief. I believe you. You are going to bring me a turnaround. Help my own belief." Now begin to pray. After that, I've just round up with the prayer. Maska papa, sheke pasanda laba, lansi taliamba, jari maska imprinda laba, shaika poskampa liba, raanda kuske poskempo, raanda kaskempo koskempo, reengaski embraka talaba, jili maska ampakunte liba, raanda kaska impro, leseke poposkepo, raida kaska iprandalaba, raanda kaska pashandalaba, reesekepo, raida kuskepo laba, rehensi kapashandalaba, raanda kaski biliba, rehendusi kapashandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift your hands unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, this morning we are come that you might hold our hands and cause us to leap over the wall and through the troops. In the mighty name of Jesus, hold these hands. Those who are here physically, those who are joining online, hold these hands and make them to scale every obstacle on their way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever might be the obstacle on their way, I remember in the Bible, when Peter was in prison and he was hedged in all around by soldiers, by chains, you sent your angels that led him out into the open, and the door opened unto them on their own accord. Lord, hold his hands, and as they march forward, let doors begin to open unto them on their own accord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hold his hands, and let doors begin to open unto them of their own accord. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Father, my God, hold his hands and fight their battles. Lord, hold his hand and fight their battles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, hold this hand and strengthen the weak. Hold this hand and strengthen the weak. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, hold this hand and supply everything that's inadequate. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hold this hand and remove everyone inadequacy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hold these hands and rekindle hope in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every barrier, every obstacle, everything that the enemy has used to stagnate them, to delay them, to debar them, let those be rolled away now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the power that rolled away that stone at the sepulchre of Jesus, because your power, your name is the same. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let them experience that miracle now. Let them experience that miracle now. Let that miracle be a reality in the lives of everyone under this message now, under the voice of my message now, under this ministration, whether physically or online, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody under the influence of the sound of my voice, let them receive that power that quickly for breakthrough, for advancement, for progress, for lifting, in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there any change, physical or spiritual, that is holding anyone, that is tying anyone? Lord, I cut it with the sword of the Spirit. I cut it with the sword of the Spirit. I cut it with the sword of the Spirit. I cut it with the sword of the Spirit. I cut it with the sword of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. From now, they begin to scale new heights. They begin to scale new heights. They begin to have new testimonies. They begin to have new progress, advancement. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.